Hosting Hochatown brought to you in part by First State Bank, member FDIC, Mountain Fork Brewery, and Hochatown Distilling Company. Podcasting from Hochatown Distilling Company's speakeasy, we have Blue McDaniel, Todd McDaniel. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Welcome.
What's up? Good to be back on the show.
Do I sound like extra deep right now?
I wonder why.
Getting all up on the mic there. No, we're sitting here in the speakeasy once again. Unfortunately, Shiloh is on duty today, so he's not going to be able to join us.
He's doing hero things.
Exactly.
Keeping us safe.
Absolutely. We have a very special, of course, Blue joining us as he has many times in the past, but this time, once again, you have something extra special to tell us about.
Well, we had the privilege and honor of being a proud partner of the Oklahoma City Thunder, and we take that designation, and there's some things that come with it, and one of them is that it allows us to launch a product, a Thunder Vodka, with the organization and promote it. It's a good story, because this didn't just happen overnight. This was a long time coming, happening. Yeah. You know, this whole chapter started sometime in the fall of 21, I think. When the Thunder reached out to Mitch, we later find out that it was they were doing it through the Made in Oklahoma Coalition,
right?
We were members of. But at the time, we thought, "Oh, wow, Thunder reaching out to us! Imagine that, you know." But
Make you feel good.
And they invited us up to a game, and Mitch and Carrie went, and Julie and myself and my son Matthew went, and they were playing the Lakers. And now this was, in 21, there were several players that weren't on the team, but Josh Giddey was the one that was the hot one right then. He's carrying a big load right then, you know.
Right.
And they beat the Lakers. They come down from like 20 down to beat the Lakers in that game. And it just showed right then that the Lakers got tired and those kids just got to playing and having fun. And covered the deficit, and this was the Lakers team with LeBron on it,
right?
You know, so
was that the 16 win season? The win was hard to come by that season. I think maybe if I remember right. So that was a big win. I mean,
it was very evident right there, though. Everybody said, you know, they're young and all that, and it was really evident right there.
Right.
So that those discussions started in 21, and then as we know, we talked about it and wanted to do it, but it didn't work for us. We weren't able to do that yet. You know, we were still pretty new in the market, and we did the OSU Loyal and True Reserve launch, and Tristan Nelson, who we had worked with at the Thunder, he was a business development for them. That was his job, business development, and he took notice on the OSU, and he reached out again. So I'll credit him too, because that was a nice thing to do, and it was good. And we talked, and he really kind of started getting this idea going that, you know, we can do some things with some people. And from that point, we were like, well, all right, we had to negotiate. We would have to negotiate with the Thunder, and then Thunder would have to get with the league, because, you know, as far as we know right now, and somebody please correct me, but we've been trying to find this out, but we're pretty sure that this is the first vodka ever launched with an NBA team.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
And, you know, in an agreement with them. So
that's a cool first.
Well, that's what we do around Hochatown Distilling. We're a lot of firsts around here. A lot of negotiations up and down, back and forth, and getting an agreement and getting it worked out with the league. And so that process, you know, started back up just about the time season started. And we were getting down to the end, and we're like, we had a label design and got it approved and the league approved. And then, you know, we had our agreement and the way the terms and all that work in it. And then, but we also got a... On the second level, where there is the suite level, there's a gastropub up there that was not branded, and we are branding that Hutchtown Distilling Thunder. It's a gastropub that'll have our branding and stuff in it. And we've got a little bit of it right now. In the off season, we're going to come back and really, you know, do some things and give it a really nice. So when you go there, you can swing in there and you can buy Hutchtown Distilling drinks and products and stuff, and just brand that little brand that bar that way. But then I'll, as well as getting that bar branded like that, we got the, you know, the ability, like I said, to launch the vodka with them. And so we negotiated it, and we were getting down to crunch time here, and I was getting nervous because I'm like, look, we got to hit the playoffs, all right? And just things pushed and worked and everything come out together, and we launched, you know, the first playoff game. We were able to get the product out there and get it. You know, there's about, and I know a 10 maybe a few more, there's more of watch parties that are where they're serving Thunder Vodka specials that they've created on those nights, you know, a lot of those, and they're getting some social media mentions out of the Thunder, you know, as part of that. So,
right.
And we're getting a lot of pictures coming. I sent you a picture the other day of some promotion, that's things that people are doing.
Excellent,
so,
photographic.
There's just quality. a lot of good content coming down from the places that are doing it and with their drinks and all.
And the Thunder is a good-run organization. If you watch any basketball, if you know anything about the NBA, they're just one of the better-run organizations 100%. In the league. The fact that they would take a chance and go out and do this gives you some confidence behind it, because they don't make a lot of mistakes. So that's what I'm excited about is, you know.
Hey, the timing has been really good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. It is good timing.
But I think somebody's looking down on us.
Yeah, no, 100%.
And changing the matrix here.
The immaculate, the rest of
immaculate design.
But anyway, to me, it's going to be a good partnership for the distillery, and I'm excited.
It is very exciting.
Well, I want to talk about what's in the bottle.
Yes, we've talked please,
about,
sir.
You know, let's talk about what's outside the bottle and what's
Matter
in
fact,
the bottle.
I think I need to make myself a little. What can we talk about? What you called that earlier? Because I think that's the best name in the world.
But I haven't even cleared it with anybody.
Okay,
but I credit this to Don Yeager, my operations manager here, who is a huge Oklahoma City Thunder fan. He goes back to when they started coming, when they first came in, and he's an original. And he gave it a name. He said, if you ever name anything, so it kind of hung around as in the back of my mind. And we were here this evening. I said, I don't know. I mean, you know, well, let's have some Rumble Juice tonight. You know,
that's what I'm talking about right there.
You know, what is Rumble Juice? Well, Rumble Juice is whatever you're mixing Oklahoma City Thunder vodka in. That's your Rumble Juice. All right, there. That's the recipe.
Yes. That's
whatever you like. Plus the OKC Thunder vodka. That's Rumble Juice.
What was your version of Rumble Juice there? Can we talk about the ingredients, or is that secret ingredients?
Oh, no. I went to the straight-up version of our Hochtown Lemonade drink here and using the – that's my Rumble Juice tonight.
There you go.
Trademark.
We got this really nice Oklahoma City Thunder label, and we're going to be working with that label and getting some good ideas and some things that we're already working on right now. But the juice inside, you know, is a vodka that we make here. We use a proprietary process, you know. But I'm going to tell you, though, that's one that Mitch put in place, you know.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. It's all Mitch on that.
That's awesome.
And what we're doing is bringing it in, and we're redistilling it. So, you know, we run it through our still where we're getting really good, you know, recutting the heads and tails, running it over copper. Because this is a grain-neutral spirit. We're buying a corn-based grain-neutral spirit. And it's been made in stainless steel stills. Say that twice. Stainless steel stills.
Yeah.
And so you want to run it over copper. You know, it reacts and pulls some sulfur compounds out. But then we redistill it, and then we do a chill filtration process on it. And it takes a time. It's a lot of labor, laborious, you know, I should say. But it makes a really nice clean product, so we're running it through that process, and because we want to put out something that people enjoy drinking,
right?
I mean, hey, there's plenty of bad vodkas out there. That's what the world
plenty of bad,
plenty of cheap vodka.
The world doesn't need another bad vodka. All right,
if you put grapefruit juice on it and salt, anything can be a salty dog.
That's true.
Anything,
good point.
Any cheap vodka.
Touché.
But hey,
I don't know.
That's my.
It doesn't matter. You can't disguise it. If it's cheap vodka, I'll taste it.
I was gonna say that's my rumble juice. It would be a salty dog.
Salty dog. Oh yeah. Okay. Okay.
So try that.
What's yours?
My rumble juice.
I know.
What's that?
Bloody Mary.
Oh, I do like a good Bloody Mary. That's true too.
I got a Bloody Mary.
An old Thunder Mary.
Thunder Mary. Mary
Cross eyed Mary.
Mary Thunder.
Thunder Mary.
I like them both. I think the potential window to drink a salty dog, there would be more opportunities than there are. Because I only like a Bloody Mary in the morning, hungover.
Gotcha. I think I'd actually throw some orange, like an orange flavored soda.
Oh, that'd be good too.
With the Thunder vodka, yeah. To make my
Orange soda.
An orange flavored soda with my Thunder vodka to give me my rumble juice.
I love orange soda. I love where you're going there.
Yeah.
They'll put blue Caraco in it, you know, to get it that blue color.
Absolutely. So, there you go.
I may do some lemonade and just add a little blue but you see in our place the only alcohol we can put in there is what we
correct
make
correct
and I don't make blue Caraco, so maybe some food coloring. Non-alcoholic product. I'm still rolling out lots of good products.
Oh man, what's next? Something new? Is there another thing?
Hey,
we're I know we're something. Talking about the newest thing, and I'm saying, is there something new? But I'm
we'll talk about that later. But
I love it.
We are working, and it's going to be a really great product for the 4th of July.
That's the history of him. Every time he comes on here, he tells me about a new tells us our audience about a new product. But then he says, "But we're working on something new too." You know, he's got double new, extra new.
So
I know we may have a lot of people that don't. A lot of people will be like, "Well, hey, where can I find this?"
Yes, okay. Good point.
All right, so it's available in three sizes. It's available in a 750 ml bottle. It's available in a 1 liter bottle. That's a bar size bottle, and it's available in a 1.75 handle.
Oh yeah,
that's the one you want right there.
That's the handle.
Right? The handle, and it's unglass. And, it's available through Southern Glazer Wine and Spirits, so it is available to everyone in the state because they go everywhere at least once a week in the state.
So, in other words, if my small town little liquor store doesn't have some Oklahoma City Thunder vodka, then I probably should just say, hey.
You can request it. You can there and check our social media on Facebook and
that's what I follow.
And that's what we try to do is repost when we see it. So,
do we cover everything? Hochtown Distilling Company, Oklahoma City Thunder Vodka.
Get you some.
We're podcasting from the speakeasy as well.
Yeah,
I love it. We're back.
Back to our roots up here for a little bit.
Feels good to be home.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Feels like home.
Maybe we can get us an OKC Thunder studio.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be something?
Some special.
There's a couple of radio stations have
special
studios.
Edition. Special edition.
Wait a minute, maybe we can get some Thunder players.
I don't think my licensing allows. Well, we might do that after the season. See if anyone wants to.
Yeah, I'd love to. All right. Well, I think that'll cover. We appreciate you, Blue, giving us some insights into the Oklahoma City Thunder vodka. Pick that up wherever you grab your vodka, and then of course you can check it out online at HochtownDistillingCompany.com.
That's correct.